You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? Ben Reza here for Stokastic. Talking a little Mexico Open, specifically some value. Some salary savers, some last man in. If you want Tony Finau, if you want Detry and Griot, and the guys that are on my screen, who do we need to pay down for? Well, I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you who we like in terms of some of the leverage. Also, play around with lineup generator. We're going to have some fun here. I want to welcome everyone in, whether you're joining us for the first time, or you're here all the time. Maybe you checked out the strategy show, which is live. It's all appreciated. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, be part of the community. Let's get right into this, though. No reason not to. Again, we've got a lot of players, 132 players, and a lot of potential value. So first thing, I'm on the data hub right now here at Stokastic. I'm gonna sort by leverage. Now, these things can change, no doubt, but some of the guys at the top are names that I really want to talk about. And there's no doubt that Johnny Vegas was the guy. I wrote him up. He's the first click for me, not in terms of my favorite play, but in a guy in the mid-range, if you want value, I think Johnny Vegas has to be considered. So what's he been doing? Well, he's been missing a bunch of cuts. He had missed five straight cuts, and then he went to waste management, and boom, right out of nowhere, vintage Johnny Vegas. He played fantastic. 22nd, gained three strokes off the tee, nearly four strokes with the approach. He couldn't putt at all, and he came in 22nd again. I'm really, really happy to see that. Very, very encouraging. What do we know about this course? We know you want driving distance. You want to be aggressive off the tee. It's tailor-made for a guy like Johnny Vegas. I think he sets up very well. I do think people will notice the 22nd and the miscut streak being broken and target him. But right now, we're showing pretty moderate ownership and a price tag that, yes, he's not a pure value where we're talking about like a 5K player or something, but he's still in that lower mid-range. I view him as the top end of the salary savers. I did this with Hideki last week, and it worked out just fine in this actually very same video. Hopefully you joined on the Hideki train because he was unreal. Not saying Vegas is going to win this event, but I am saying that he makes for a pretty good value at 7,600. And one of the guys right off the bat that I think we want to talk about. So Johnny Vegas, first click up in terms of those sub 8K values. Now I'm going to dip even lower here in just a second, but right off the bat, I want to make sure people are aware again. Got the data on the screen. One of the things I love to do here, whether you're using this data or not, is go to lineup generator, and I'm going to bring it up right now, and spit out some lineups and see what we get. So if you don't have lineup generator, if you don't have anything, you're looking to potentially get inside the ropes at Stokastic, lineup generator is a great way to get started. You're talking about less than $10 per week. So if you're playing any volume at all, not only are you getting our Discord, but you're getting lineup generator. It's a great way to get an intro to our PGA stuff. You get to choose one of these, boom. Get to pick some. You can hone in on a guy. I'm going to click Finau just for purposes here and see what we get. Then you just have lineups, all different types of lineups it spits out for you. You can save a bunch, you know, discard what you like. Super easy to mess around with. And then you get to see your exposure. Look at this. This is why I wanted to do this. No surprise that Johnny Vegas right up there as a clear guy that we're getting a lot of. And it leads me into my second player right here as well. Again, lineup generator can help you use this data to your advantage. No doubt about it. Let's talk about another value play. And it's Tyler Duncan, $6,900 T-Dunks. This is a player that, again, I'm not going to say I have a love-hate relationship with him, but I play Tyler Duncan a decent amount. And at times it looks fantastic. How about at RSM? He came in third in November in a tournament. Since then, he's made three or four cuts. He was 53rd at Waste Management. Gained with the irons, good off the tee. He's a strong off the tee player. He's got that right combo that we want, which at times is really strong off the tee, and he putts. And that's why he's always like with showdown and whatnot. We see, I feel like Tyler Duncan be that type of target at times. His projection is obviously good. Ownership, he's there getting some love. Grades out really nice with the leverage score. Again, these can update as we get closer to lock, but I feel very confident in Tyler Duncan amongst his salary range. There's not a lot of opportunity costs. in that upper 6K, lower 7K range this week. It's pretty wide open. And when I look at a guy like Tyler Duncan, he fits the profile of what I want for my players at this track. Off the tee, birdie or better, scoring, par five scoring. And we've seen that upside. Like, again, it's a weak field. There's no doubt about it. He did play here a couple years ago. He didn't find the weekend. But when I looked at that, he lost four strokes putting. Not something I'm super concerned about. You're talking about two rounds of golf. Maybe he figures out these greens. Maybe he doesn't. If he gets through to the weekend, Tyler Duncan, one of those guys very live to outscore the placement points. He is a nice little target in the upper 6K range. In addition, if you need to round out your lineup. So we've got Johnny Vegas. Again, I think one of the more obvious quote-unquote values. We've got Tyler Duncan. What if you really need to go low? Now, I'm not going to get crazy in the mid-fives. I think there's a couple names down there. I talked about them on that PGA Strategy show, which you can check out on this very channel. But I'm going to go right to Tyler Duncan's neighbor in the leverage scores with Matthew Neesmith. He's only $6,200. You're talking about a very cheap price on FanDuel as well. This is a guy that if I can avoid going to this range, I would. But if I say I want, and again, we saw this in the lineup generator, I want to really hone in on Tony Finau and I want another 10K plus option, you may not have a choice but to go into the lower 6K range. And with that brings guys like Matthew Neesmith into play. Let's just talk about briefly what he's been doing. Making cuts, made six of his last seven dating back to late swing season in 2023. With those cuts, not taking a huge advantage. 80th, 56th, 71st in his last three made cuts. The irons have done him no favors. The putting has done him no favors. Right now, though, the one thing it's a blessing and a curse. He seems to be mixing and matching. One week his irons are good, his putting is bad. One week his off the tee is strong, the next week his irons are weak and his off the tee is strong. You know, it's back and forth. It's kind of that whack-a-mole mentality that I talk about. But with that, does bring some opportunity. And this is another guy. When you look at it, I think he could use the change of surface. I definitely think he's shown the ability to get really hot with the irons at times. And at Waste Management, if you want to take one positive, his off the tee game was very strong. He gained over three strokes off the tee in Scottsdale. If he brings that mentality to this field, that is really, really positive. And we've seen him score, outscore his placement points. He's done that par five scoring. There are some factors here. Do I feel super confident about a $6,200 player? Definitely not. But I absolutely think that this could be the type of guy to really help you load up at other positions, or shouldn't say positions, at other golfers. I'm still in football mode, forgive me. And there you have it. Before I go, I will say, if you have any questions, Jazz Raz DFS, and hit me in the comments. Who are your sleeper picks? I'm talking about the 6K range. If you have a 5K range guy, you're willing to plant your flag there, I'd love to hear it. And just let us know what else you want to see here on these videos. Again, I broke down the whole field in the strategy show. I really wanted to highlight this to talk about some of those values and also show you again the lineup generator, which is just such a cool tool and a great way to get in our Discord and a great way to start your journey here at Stochastic with a really powerful tool and one that I use every single week. Come on in. Link is below. Check it out for a week. Again, you're talking about less than $10. It's like a cup of coffee. I don't know how much coffee is. Maybe it's not. But regardless, we'd love to see it in there. And when you do, make sure you join Discord. No reason not to get the maximum value out of everything. I'm going to bounce on out of here. Let's see some of these guys pepper the leaderboard in addition to the big time names. But for me, for Johnny Vegas, Tyler Duncan, Matthew Neesmith, have a great Mexico Open. Enjoy the tournament. Run hot with those lineups. Stop back next week, same time, same place.